Well, what I say, we're going to put, we can do it either way. I think I'll put statement by the president on the top, and then you can read it, or you can read some of it, or you can refer to some of it.
Actually, it's not bad.
It's very good. I think it's good.
And I, just in order to save my energy, I think I've been looking at the crowd and said, there's abuse.
Yeah, I think so. It's a good speech, Dr. Durkin, and so forth, and it wraps the other good thoughts into it. But I don't...
If I can call a statement by the
president. And then we want Locke to do it.
That's right.
Then you can go either way.
Yeah.
Use portions of it, change it.
Right.
And so forth. Good. Okay.
Let me do that. What's new with the news this morning?
Well, on the economic side, the Senate's has a statement out. Courage, fairness. Thanks that you showed courage and fairness and looked serious national problem right in the eye and has taken bold action to solve the economic dilemma. Meany, in his own way, was supportive. He said...
Should have come earlier.
No, he said experience taught him to look at results rather than to concentrate on rhetoric. He testified for it being speak with which he used a fair and free economy. Not bad, he said. He puts a little dig in. That's fine.
On the Watergate, I see they played that the biggest again, huh?
Well, the Gruden was big testimony yesterday, right?
Sure, be the same thing.
Scanlon points out that in the news summary, he said the economy ranks the number one issue over Watergate by 4-1. He said, cited the new Gallup poll that 45% feel the Watergate has been overcovered. And direction the government also favors the death penalty and opposes amnesty and busing. He says that's what you're thinking about. He also says that the president is considered a man of great personal integrity. Some of the statements which have been made are unbelievable.
You mean about the staff?
Yeah.
About not knowing about it?
Well, not you, but it's just... Carl Curtis charged publicity-seeking politicians are out to get the president. In pursuit of Watergate, he said the president was totally innocent and wrongdoing in a scandal. He didn't plot it. He didn't condone it. The facts were withheld from him for too long after it happened, said Curtis. Adding those who couldn't get the argument in November out to get him now. So this is what we were talking about yesterday.
It's good. Very relating January 8th in the nature of your contract. Jeff Beardy, who you can escape with before trial. McGurk, January this year, was talking about running for Secretary of State of California with
him.
You think he met with him? Oh,
no. I don't know.
He perjured himself. If McGurk is right, all of us party in perjury, it's a hell of a thing to say, isn't it?
I see him perjured.
If he's right, so am I.
Yeah.
No, not for
Goldwater, after complimenting Irvin a little bit, said that expressed total belief in the president on Watergate. He said, I believe him when he says he knew nothing about this. I see this each time. He needs to believe, but I believe in my president. Barry Goldwater further thinks there's a moving with reorganization and so forth, with Laird coming on. He senses Harlow as a fine hand in the background and so forth. Thinks Hayden gets a good addition. The president, Goldwater says he wants to tell the president to forget about the Watergate, forget about what the Post and the Times say every day, come hell or high water, and get on with the business of running the country. Don't cancel meeting with Brezhnev. By all means, go through. This was a statement he made about a week ago.
What do you think about the report on Strong? Do you believe that? Could be. It's reported he was 8 or 8. It was quite how they leave this crowd. And on the cover up from the beginning. Gordon once again.
I say what a man say when he's...
Because we've talked before when those doors started banging in front of
him. My assessment of the strong story, that's the thing that we talked to you about yesterday. My assessment of the strong thing, Mr. President, is that it's an exaggeration of what he said. Because it's one of the
interesting how even Reese had to apologize for Irvin.
Yeah, we should just let him run their course. I have no backstory this morning, Mr. President, which is not in the news. He planned, I think, where Evans and Novak talk about the dropping credibility of Dean, and a major effort, not applied here, but by the defenders of the president to discredit Dean. And so the credibility of Dean is out there, but this particular column shows the potential problem we face if we, you know, take him on. I think he's going to destroy himself. I think Irvin is dropping something.
Dean gave Evans and Novak.
I think
Evans and Novak were trying to build up Dean, in other words.
Well, no, Evans and Novak, as most of their columns are not building up Dean. Actually, the net effect of the Evans and Novak column is a negative on Dean. Because the reader looks at all the contradictory statements and the charges that have been made about it. Evans Novak suggests that these charges are floating around and being planted around and so forth. Not by us, because we're not. They raise the point of his credibility and the impact of his credibility, which gets people thinking about that problem. Kempton on CBS Spectrum said that this is a rotten, that he said time is rotten overripe for papers to stop printing stories on someone's predicted testimony with implications. Leaks coming from the prosecution and other places. He said that if A has accused B will come rushing forward to clear his skirts by accusing C, and on and on and on. Has worked most effectively in the Watergate, but now trial by leak and innuendo is necessary because courts are in. Pretty cool command. But prosecution leaks from sheer malignant joy of gossip. FBI reporter, around here.
The comments they say range from people who do a good job.
Deposited in his comments to us and to Haig the night before. before, but some of his staff or his supporters, I think, are moving this around. It's not a serious
problem. They moved it out sooner to, you know, get contrary energy talks. We have to work in difference. We're trying to work out a role that is proper for him. It's just damn hard.
Okay.
He won't pay the permit, I see. And he can't be here. This is a good bill.
That's nothing to worry about.
A copy of the contributors list supposed to be destroyed by Sam has been in the White House in her possession. Is she meant, what's the hell with that?
That's an old story of about 4 or 5 days old.
What is
worse? Where Sam's said that he sent a list over here or something. They sent a list over, which Jerry said on her behalf after, you know, consulting around here, that it was sent over for, you know, list to invite people.
So I'm not there. That's on the list we got. List of people to come to the mass. There's not a dog or anyone there that can be in public.
Okay.
I should say here. Well, they get the dean stuff, then that is, yeah, you won't have anything else on the news, really.
See, this is why we met last night on this, it's the Soviet summit thing.
Yeah.
And they're covering arrival live, as like you already know,
yeah.
The 10:30 arrival, and that's
right.
Live. We're going to have a lot of action on this Soviet summit.
Yes, we will.
And a lot of significant
announcements.
And there are ways of can do things in a spontaneous way, but having them in the back of our minds that we're going to do them. And
it's good pictures.
Good pictures underpin the subject.
And one very important announcement, the other one right here. I mean, the others are wrong. But gotta figure the way that week will sort out, Ron, I think, is the dean thing. Well, okay, for example, Magruder tore the hell out of dean. They didn't give that much of a play in their story, did they?
Kind of played pretty good.
Did they? I just disagree with something. They're kicking more emotional home.
Well, much bigger at this time.
And so they're a media. Trying to go soft on me, sort of feels.
I don't sense that, no. I think if we give a chance, they would. As indicated by a column that Mary McGrory wrote, she's, you know, in her sick little world. But we can't judge anything by Mary McGrory. Never have, never should.
Yeah.
It'd be a big mistake, of course, to draw a conclusion from what she writes. If we give them a chance, they would jump on his side. That's why this.
If we start.
That's why this.
I think they're exactly right.
That's why the spine line is so.
Don't make it.
If we've done that
pretty good so far, you know, even it's pretty good that we didn't, the time of 30, John Ehrlichman was just insisting that I put in that speech. John Dean was discharged. Mm-hmm. And I slapped him down. I said, is there anything
that was
requested and accepted, sir?
That was good.
Because it's exactly the way it happened. You see, not because of Dean, even though that just as well not to, but because of the medians, we couldn't make it. One didn't want to give them too much of a handle to say that we were just kicking the hell out of him. Because he blew the whistle on them, right?
I didn't quite frankly watch it all day.
Yeah.
He indicated, however, that he had talked to Bob in January, and although he was not, as my understanding, attacking in nature, he was, associating Bob with first-hand discussion that he had with him about it.
You say that Bob knew Carly. He thought that he either that Magruder testified Bob knew a week after the break in the company.
I think he testified that he could have known.
Well, we ain't live with the fact that a lot of people aren't believing, but we didn't have a lot of people not believing.
Well, but...
I don't mean the breaking of the cover up.
A lot of people...
Because that's true.
A lot of people in the country believe a lot of different things, but the majority of the people support you, and the way to maintain that and the way to
succeed
is do what we're doing. And not to be...
This is a little burlesque.
The Urban Committee...
It must not be the bird garage.
And the Urban Committee is a little burlesque show down in the slum part of the city, you know, compared to what's going on here. And that's the way we should look at it.
I suppose the dean shot himself. I mean, the charges are... That's the only thing the committee views is what he says about the president.
I said a lot of radio. See, this story, by now, 45% of the people think it's overcovered. It's so built. It's so confused. People have already made up their minds one way or another. They've already, as someone wrote in a column, the lynch mob has already lynched. Taken that. All that remains to be done now is to cut down the body. Not referring to the president, but referring to the story. And that is the truth.
Sure.
The American people have, in my view, have lost the spark of this.
Well, there isn't much sensation to do. They knew that this is a crazy story. In fact, he told me that the lawyer was going to fix Judge Ritchie so that the judge would not bring the civil disputes up to the election. That is a total damn lie. I don't think it ever happened. I can't believe that. Why do you think he just said that, though? He must have talked to some lawyer.
Well, I expressed my theory on that yesterday. Well, I think that Dean has committed himself by his lawyers to a particular direction.
Yeah.
Not necessarily aimed at you, but only to...
He always mentions it. He told the president.
Yeah, that's right. But that's, I think, to raise his credibility, perhaps. It's the only way he can rest his case.
And get the president's side.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe.
You see, he could do one or two different things here. Not having received transactional immunity. He just said, oh God, I'm going to go to jail and I'm going to pull everybody down with me. Or if he said, not having received it, he could say, well, I'm going to just say what I need to say. Get off as well as I can. I mean, like his lawyers are pushing him in the first direction. He's just going to be wild. Should guess on that.
Oh, I don't know which one's the best for us. I don't think either of them. I'm not totally concerned about it here, quite frankly. Let it be wild. Now don't make these flat charges. We just keep the poised posture. And in one sentence, we talked about this before, in one sentence, none of what Mr. Dean said is true. Okay. Except the president's fault. And we are not going to...
That's a criminal check.
We're not going to discuss it further. That's all you need. That's all the president needs, because...
I agree.
If
we get into the business like...
If we start...
When he
game plan.
When he says, for example, we promised clemency after Burlington came in. That didn't happen. But if you get into denying that, or that I directed that he pay, try to find the money to pay off Pittman and Hunt, and that we discussed it on several occasions, we just don't. That's not true.
You know what my view is? Next week, while he's in this hearing, we depend on Bizarre and his team to keep it clean. White House, we don't even talk about Watergate. We don't even think about Watergate. In our state of mind, Watergate doesn't exist.
Well, we've been moving in that direction.
Yes, sir, but I mean, it's...
I agree. I think you're right. We could get everybody...
I mean, it's supposed to be credible, but
If you don't want this is true, that he says about kind of love this parish, you call the most day yet. We're getting to direct it by the time. I imagine we cover up the belief story of all this.
You know, next week is so important to.
For sure, Stan. Help to resolve the question on conspiracy community from John Mitchell down. But the White House being constantly informed, says one to be sharp in the question of what happened to John Mitchell up. In fact, I'm sure.
Got the live coverage of the arrival Monday.
Right.
Young and I will brief Monday. We've got the Tuesday thing going with the announcements. We've got the Camp David action that we've arranged.
Tuesday, so, we'll brief those on the same. So we've got to be in Congress too.
Oh yeah, all of that.
Right.
But we'll have a lot of action, and we're doing the, you know, kind of the showboat based on a lot of this type of thing. I don't mean that in a negative way, but I'm
sure. Exactly.
We've got a big press center up at Camp David.
Oh,
So, on that basis, I told Henry that it's important that Zemyatin and myself be around at Camp David, be around, you know, all the activities. So.
Well, Henry's got to understand we need this story out.
No, Henry.
Not just your community.
Henry has no problem with this. I talked to him last night.
Well, he's doing well. The entire story got a little player.
Oh, it did? It did?
It did. Well, I guess today it did. It did.
By either on TV.
Yes, sir. I don't mean it's on that.